All right, guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl Mandy B, aka Pat Stein, aka Dead Bitch.
Hi, I'm Wheezy, the white guy fucker. That's what someone said my AKA should be, and I was very upset about that.
You should be, because you don't even really fuck white guys.
To know I haven't more. Fucked a white guy in a minute. And even
wait,
though
hospital dick ain't white.
First
but
of all,
even if it was a,
he's black,
but he's within the last year. Oh, he's black.
Yes,
Jeeves was white, and that was within the last year.
Who was white?
And a half? Jeeves.
Jeeves was white. That was 2 years ago. Beard Bay was black. Hospital dick was black. Old Bay's black. Who else? Those are all the black
dicks. I was about to say, everybody else white, bitch, so no, it makes sense.
But you know what? People think I've fucked more white guys than I have black guys, and it's not true. I just went on a white guy spree. But in my time of fucking, I've fucked more
guys. It was just a phase. It was just, the pink dick was just a phase. Can we call it a pink dick phase?
I like pink dicks. Do you?
Not really, no.
I still try.
We have a guest, you guys, a Latinx. Is that what you call it? Is that what the fuck?
I personally don't fuck with that terminology, but you can do whatever you want.
Okay, well, anyway.
I don't know, because it pisses people off. They're like, what do you mean you don't want to be part of the revolution? I'm like, what the fuck?
No, bitch.
I'm a Latina. I'm Dominican, exactly. I don't know what the fuck y'all
doing. So we've had Amelia, who has a very, like, New York Latina. Amelia,
oh, yes.
But, like, yours ain't as bad. But
thank God. Because that accent, this New York accent is crazy, because even me, like, watching just, like, super New York, like, TV.
Yeah.
Well, outside of, like, SVU.
Dude,
with
I love
people.
It. Because it feels like it's not real, but it is. And she really talks like that, my nigga.
See,
like,
oh,
that's
my
who she is.
Is that how you... Wait, do you talk... No. You don't talk like that, right?
No.
Like,
you know... You got a hella country
everybody's
accent.
Different.
Yeah, but I
everybody's
like,
different. I'm not going to lie. Dominicans, we don't have that relationship to the Spanish accent, because we actually
it's a New
speak
York
Spanish...
Accent. It's a New York accent.
Yeah, but yeah, it's Puerto Ricans who don't speak Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, ¿tú quieres que yo hable en español? Porque yo prefiero hablarte en español, mi amor. Horrible decision.
Yeah,
no!
And stop.
You know what I'm saying? Translate the whole episode for my people out there in DR.
Okay, wait.
Fuck, I ain't got to talk with an accent. I'm from Dyke, my bitch. Like,
so
pussy talk.
Wait, real quick. Yeah, can
pussy
we get to
talk. Pussy talk.
That's right.
Here we go.
Venus X is one of my favorite people. Gila introduced me to Venus X. She was like, oh my God, there's this like super feminist, like fucking DJ. You're going to love her.
Okay.
I don't even know how to describe Venus. I know you had one of the best parties ever. Ghetto gothic, niggas and techno. And what?
Just black people doing beautiful things that are not just rap, you know?
But
also just like fashion. Everybody was there. It's like the last 10 years have been, I think, categorized New York as like, you know, the new wave was the party that I created because everybody could go there, which, you know, we go to the hood, we smoke hookah, we go to strip club, we throw money, we go to Brooklyn, we rave out. But very rarely does that all come together. And the reality is that New York culture has always been dependent on that fusion,
right?
Like whether you think of the Tunnel or Exit, like these are clubs that were having DMX on one night and we're having a literal house DJ like in another room.
Oh.
And you was just like, ow, like we out
that
here.
That was like Mansion in Miami.
Mansion
used to do that. Like literally one night you'll have 2 Chainz, the next you'll have Deadmau5.
Yes.
Like that's literally
but I love that shit.
Imagine like in New York when you put fashion designers, visual artists, you know, rappers, everybody, skaters, DJs, all in the same room, you end up getting the fashion brands like Telfar, you end up getting the ASAP Rockies. That's like, you know, the swag that a lot of people ended up taking on this ghetto goth thing. Like, we've been doing that for a long time, but we weren't just like, hey, let's dress up. We were like, let's cultivate it. What's the sound? What's the whole experience? Because the reality is that we weren't the first. We're not going to be the last.
Right.
And, you know, like, there's a lot of other things going on. Trends come and go, but... You have to have space for culture. So people think that it just pops up out of thin air. You're just in Paris doing a fashion show. No, bitch. We was wearing those clothes for years. We was giving people room.
And it's
to,
crazy
like,
because
be themselves. And
so we need you to throw a ghetto gothic sex party.
Dog, we need
we've
ghetto
been,
gothic horrible.
You know, we had a party called Play With My Pussy. There was
really?
A whole season. We made t-shirts.
Okay.
We had like a prescription that was like, eat it for this long, do all this shit. It was like a real written out thing. And
cute.
We was like, no, it's pussy power time because y'all motherfuckers been taking up too much space. And then
Word.
The concept would have been if it had graduated, we had like this beautiful club that you could hang swings from.
Okay.
We wanted to do a sex party that was geared towards women, but it's just not the thing in America. It's really hard to find normal people who are like down to go out. It's very European.
I ain't gonna hold you though. I've been to a few lesbian nights. I ain't never been to a place with so many fights in my fucking life.
See what I mean?
Like, bro, lesbians be fighting like a motherfucker.
Because we're emotional, nigga.
Holy shit.
Oh, we can talk about it.
La Cabana is like where like they, like you know La Cabana in the city. And it used to.
Isn't it closed?
It pops up whenever they put the right amount of money in it. Lobster is closed, bitch. I want a goddamn lobster roll before coming in here. Bitch, it's closed. Nothing that lasted this goddamn pandemic.
Well, no.
When I went to Coco Cabana the last time, it was, and it may have been even during Pride. Not last year, but like 2 years ago, because I went with Mia, this girl I used to, I love her. But, but mad fights, bro. Yeah. I was like, oh, yo.
It's hard. That's the thing, you have to train people. That's why the space that we originally created, no cameras. There was no social media at that time. We was like, come in straight, leave gay. We don't give a fuck. Do whatever you want
come
in the corner.
Come in straight, leave gay.
Turn down the lights. Like, but we would have everybody in there. Diplo, MIA, Mad Young Rainbow. Nice. Everybody was just nasty. And people was really sucking dick
Venus
in the corner.
Venus takes me. First of all, I also want to say, yes, people know Venus for being a DJ. Some people know Venus for a fashion icon. I've seen articles on you. I don't know who Venus is, but what I found out, bitch, is that Venus is a problem. This bitch takes me to a lesbian party where do you remember that? It was like 3 a.m. She's like, bitch, let's go. So we go to this fucking party and she's trying to like warn me as we get in there, like, you know, like, cause Venus will humble herself, but also be like, mad people know me, right? They're going to know me when we walk in here. Bitch, we walk in here. This girl was like, how you know her? I was like, excuse me? She's my homegirl. She was like, oh, because I thought y'all was together. And I was like, is she going to beat my ass?
Probably.
She was going to be trying.
She was ready to beat that ass.
So then we're dancing. Venus takes her shirt off. This bitch is in a bra. I'm like, do I follow suit? What the fuck do I do? I'm like, well, I don't have a bra. And she's like, yeah, whatever. Like, it's a lesbian party. Like, you don't have to act like this. So we're dancing. We're having a good time. Bitch, someone swoops on in, starts dancing with this bitch, looks at me like,
this shit.
Is it a problem? Bitch, I go to the bathroom. Of course, there's horrible decisions listeners in there. This girl's like, it's going to be fine. Lesbians are just very territorial. Maybe you'll still leave with her. I was like, yo.
Maybe.
Oh, yes, trying to coddle me.
I'm cool on all
it's
going to
be all right.
That
bitch.
Shit was drama. I was like, oh, I'm good on the lesbian parties.
I think
parties,
yeah. I mean, I dated a girl for 7 years and it was,
I'm good on them parties, bitch.
Why are
the amount of fighting?
We're talking about niggas ain't shit.
I can't tell you how many
bitches really ain't shit.
iPhones. I have at least 4 or 5 countries that we threw iPhones out the window.
You and your ex?
Ibiza, Korea, Harlem, Brooklyn, the Bronx. Milan,
wait,
Paris.
Why are you throwing phones?
Because
out
bitches
of the
like to fight over pussy.
Wait, but why were you guys throwing the phones?
Because we're toxic.
Was it like someone got a picture and you was like, you ain't gonna talk
it's
to this
cause
bitch no more?
It's because I was fucking a lot of niggas.
Oh, okay. You was.
I was. I was definitely like, I love you, but I like dick. But I asked you to marry me when we first started dating and you said no. So I kept.
Do you think that
moving.
Since you, like being bi, do you find, and I think it's this age old thing, women don't believe in bisexuality? They're
hell
like,
the fuck no, they don't, until they realize that Megan Thee Stallion is bisexual.
But not only that, so let me ask
like,
you this,
it's weird shit like that where it's like if a celebrity's like, oh, that's my dream girl, but it's like, but she likes dick too.
But here's the thing,
so
too.
Don't antagonize
what I
me.
What I so when I went to these spaces, although everyone who I've like had sex with as a woman has been really femme, when I go into lesbian spaces, give me fucking Brittany Griner, okay? Right. I like the studs.
Right.
I like the tall.
Why do you think
that
is?
My ex is a stud.
Because you're looking for niggas in
maybe,
a side.
But literally, as soon as they find out I'm bisexual, studs don't want to fuck with me at all. Because they like, oh, no.
You playing,
like,
bitch.
That's probably what it is. Like, they just, or they know, like, they really can't compete with real dick. Cause they do got the straps, but I ain't gonna hold you. My strap ain't competing with a real dick either. It's just not. But
it's different.
They literally don't want, like, I can date femmes and have sex with femmes all day long, but a stud, them niggas, I wanna say them niggas. They don't wanna.
You know
fuck.
Who I it's really real. Wanna have on? A friend of ours, Sydney Dean, like, she just started dating, and they may have known each other for a while, but she has a new girlfriend. I don't know if they used to date in the past, but like, I would love to talk about that dynamic because they have such an out there relationship. Her girlfriend's a stud and super masculine.
She loves things though. Like, Sydney has dated a lot of studs.
But I'm curious to know.
I have two, and it does. does not get easier. Like, that's the thing. Like, there is a sense of masculinity that comes with patriarchy and misogyny. And, like,
even with other women.
Yeah, even with the most radical feminist lesbian who's, like, well-read and, like, super progressive, you're like, oh, you want to fight me because I like sex. Really? At the end of the day, I'm just really comfortable. I like sex. I love sex. I'm like, let's fuck everybody.
We know you are, bitch, and that's why we're here.
I'm just like, why demonize me? Just don't pick me then. You picked me. You picked me and you fell in love with me. Why me? Just fuck me.
You do have a lot of hoe in you. I've been out with Venus and like been on the brink of tears talking about a nigga. And she's like, girl, let's just fuck somebody. And she'll look around the motherfucking room.
Listen, as long as you don't want to sue us in a couple of weeks. Listen.
I don't even know if
sue you for what?
I don't even
I love, know. I love to tell people that it is okay. Suck a fucking
dick.
No,
I'm talking about sue us.
Eat a pussy.
Just know that.
For I don't what? Even think I told you that, T.
Yeah, you don't look.
Girl, it's a long story.
A whole
somebody
story.
Somebody sued you.
Try to, bitch. That's why I was like, oh,
but
no.
But see, this is what I mean. Don't get in relationships you can't handle it. Don't go on podcasts if you can't handle it. The fuck?
No, don't go on podcasts.
No, it's all the same shit. It's all the same shit. Like,
I think it's more like, so like the exposing thing. We had someone else on here too. I think it was Candy Deep Throat. Yeah. We didn't even ask her anything about names or, and then she just suddenly hit us up after the episode aired and was like, we need you to take this out. Like, I want this out. This has to be gone. And it's weird because when people get on the mic, they start exposing themselves and getting comfortable and are super comfortable until they like go home and think about it. And I think that's the issue with sometimes having a regular person on versus a personality.
But she's not a regular person.
Candy just because she's model. That she's sounds a, like a personality.
Oh, Candy Deep Throat. I was thinking about the model chick.
Oh, okay. The model chick. Oh, okay.
But Candy Deep Throat, what's even crazier about that shit is she was known for it. And yeah. You came on and did the same thing.
It sounds messy.
It was bad, bitch.
That's why I'm just telling you, ho, don't make this shit messy.
I'm not messy.
Okay, good.
What I am, though, is spicy. And a lot of people can't take it. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I just do me. I'm like, whatever. I have a wild, 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 wild fucking memoir in the works. When I'm like 45, 50.
You gonna talk about all the miles
in your
pussy?
I got DMs. I have stories. I have like wild.
We gonna have you tell the honey
hors
d'oeuvres.
And I'm not worried about nobody.
Vanilla shit this week. Someone who is worried about everybody is Pope Francis. Now, a lot of people know Pope Francis because he is the Pope that's like more of the lenient Pope we've ever had, right? He's the one that basically said, you guys won't go to hell for being gay. Like, God loves everybody. And he's a Pope that we feel like is more so new school. And something he recently said was that simply divine pleasures are eating and sex. In his view, people have fallen victim to both food and sexual pleasures. Pleasures arrive directly from God. It's neither Catholic nor Christian. It is simply divine. The church has condemned inhumane, vulgar language, but accepted human and simple moral pleasure. However, the most divine pleasures you can have are by eating and sexual pleasure. Just like that. There is a way to make love more beautiful and guarantee the perpetuation of species, basically through food and sex. This is from the Pope's mouth. He connected food and sex. And I want to know what food you guys have eaten that got you the closest to orgasm. Because I know mine, bitch.
Oh, is this like on the Food Network, like the best thing I ever ate type of thing?
No, bitch. This is like a what have you ate, Mandy?
Oh, I mean... What, that was just like so good?
Yes.
You go first. I got to think about it.
Oh, easy. Bitch, I had at Willie Mae's in New Orleans a lima bean and fried chicken plate that was like, I remember eating it and knowing that I was getting louder and louder because other people were looking at me. And I was alone. And you know when you eat something and it's so good, you order another one to go? You ever done that?
No.
I mean, not in the last 2 years because my stomach is butt so big.
Wait.
So, bitch, one meal lasts me three.
Bitch, I was three bites in. I was like, excuse me, I need another one. Put it, box it up. Bitch, I went back to Willie Mae's every fucking day of my trip.
Oh, actually, I will. There is something. So much so that I don't even live there. And all of the servers know my face. All of them are like, hey, weren't you just here? I brought everyone to this place. So I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant because you motherfuckers.
Not Burger and Lobster.
No, because you niggas in Atlanta are not going to fuck up my motherfucking place. But there's a spot in Atlanta that I go.
Is it black owned?
No.
I was going to say definitely say it if it's black-owned.
I mean, bitch, it's Asian infused. I doubt niggas is in the back. But it's a motherfucking tuna crisp, like, pizza. But it's not a pizza. It's, like, this big. It's tuna, truffle oil, little, like, I don't know, the little green things.
Girl,
that go
I love
on
a
top.
Truffle oil. I keep it in my house.
And it's on, like, a little, like, a rice paper crisp. I don't fucking know. Bitch, I go there and order four of them hoes. Literally, when I walk through the door, like, you're the one who ordered all the tuna crisp. And then I bring my friends, and I be like, you just got to try it first. But I'm going to let you have half, and then you got to order your own.
You
I'm
know
about
people
to
are
going to
reply to this episode or in the YouTube comments, like, bruh, were you talking about that?
Bruh, in Atlanta, and you know what? Let me give a huge shout out to who introduced me to the place. Shout out to Kiki from the Cocktails
Damn,
Dirty
now
Discussions
I know.
Podcast. Oh, my fucking God. We went there. I was just there, too, with Lex and Drea. I brought Nigel there. I brought Crystal there. I brought Anthony. Shout out, Anthony. I've literally brought everybody there in Atlanta. I go there every day to eat, whether lunch or dinner. We go into this motherfucking spot to get my motherfucking
tuna. You know what's my spot like that? Dudley's in the Lower East Side. I show up, and they're like, crab linguine, egg allergy. We got it. Bitch, I eat that shit so much that sometimes my stomach starts to get a little bloated. It's disgusting. What's your food,
so
bitch?
Much. My food is, I don't really know. I guess, you know what it is?
That's my nigga, my bad.
I'm not gonna front, and this might sound mad annoying, but.
Don't tell me no healthy shit, bitch. I'm leaving.
It's not healthy. It's actually mad bougie. So I used to tour in Asia a lot, DJing. And, you know, you get hosts and stuff like that whenever you go to a different country. Like, the promoter will set you up with somebody. And so we got lucky because the host parents had a restaurant, Fisherman. So they cut that tuna and they literally put it on ice and then gave it to us. And I've never had like sushi that was fresh.
Me neither.
Ooh.
That was my first time.
I just got chills. It is.
She was out in Asia eating shit that was moving.
No, I'm saying that was my first time having fresh sushi.
It was a bomb. I was like, we should not freeze, defrost, cook, do all this extra shit to fish because this shit is so buttery. And yeah, that's my.
It was good. Was
Yo, they don't
this,
even.
So it made you come just, out. Like, is this what this? Is
oh
this
yes,
what this
yes, 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 yes. No, imagine they kill the animal.
It was close to orgasm.
It was though.
Look, if the Pope said God made food and sex one in the same, bitch, I want to know what food it was. Tuna crisp, tuna in Asia. Got it. Speaking of food,
literally, wow, yes, and crab linguine.
Oh shit,
we all like pussy.
For the Seriously, horror curve, no, Venus, I like legit asked her, I was like, oh, I need you to come up with a sex tip, so like figure out something. And she mentioned a food, and I said, bitch, don't even keep going. Please don't. What is this sex tip that you have?
It's a really old school one from when I was a teenager, actually.
So what is it?
I was a bad girl. I was a very bad girl. So I used to go to Starbucks and get tea like anybody else. And I noticed they had small honey packets. And I had, I think, used honey at that point in sex at some, for some reason, you know, like, you know, I was really wild. I was like a nasty girl. And so I used to take the honey packets from Starbucks and carry them in my purse. So if I wanted to give head, like, you know, in a stairway or in a car or wherever the fuck
what
I was at.
Stairway?
Literally at work. It was bad.
Where were you working that you?
I can't say because.
Was it, no, I mean, was it a club? Was it a restaurant? Was it a bar?
It was a club.
Was a
Wait,
club.
So you was just out here walking around with honey packets so
in
that you
my
could,
bag
so
that I
you could put it on pussy or dick?
Both.
So you just opened the Starbucks packet.
It's like real freak shit.
But
you
wait,
know what I'm
wait, would that mess up any like the girl's pH to have honey down
I don't know,
on the
go wash it after.
She said, bitch, go wash it if you want to care about your pH.
Bitch, hold on.
All I know is that if you put honey on biscuits, they make it taste better. So,
so wait.
I did the same thing with.
But you like sucking dick, though. You talk about how you suck dick. And
I
don't
love
fuck.
Sucking dick. It's a form of intimacy that is, you know, sufficient for me. My mouth is my vagina too.
Do you believe that you're better at sucking dick or giving head?
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Head? There's a whole
dick
go in your mouth.
Oh, no, you mean
you
giving
said,
a girl
you
head?
Said sucking dick or giving head.
I mean, sucking dick or eating pussy.
I heard the same thing.
I'm great at both. I'm great at both because I genuinely don't fuck with nobody that I don't really, really like adore. You know what I mean? Even if I don't want to be with them. I'm like, I adore you for now. So I'm going to go in for you.
I adore you tonight at 11:45.
Tonight on the trap phone. I adore you. I'm going to go in because this could be love for the moment. I don't fucking know. I'm a Gemini. I am serious about everything I do.
I think sucking dick is way easier.
Then what?
Eating pussy.
You must not like it that much.
Why you say that?
Because eating pussy is fucking fire.
I'm good at eating pussy, though.
I'm saying, though.
Am I not?
Yes. All right, here we go. Wow. Okay, this is...
this is not awkward.
You didn't tell me we was going to be talking.
I just wanted to...
You see what I mean?
Of course she's good at it. But what I'm saying is that equal opportunity...
But I still feel like sucking dick is easier.
It's not easier. There's mad cum that spews out of it.
There's mad moisture out of a vagina.
Yeah, but it's different. I guess I like bitches more than I like dudes.
That's probably what it is.
I like things in my mouth. Let's just say that.
Me too.
So,
because it's like food, bitch.
Here we go. About. You bringing it back around.
I don't know. But you know what it is, too? I think that sometimes you like the dick, but you don't like the man.
Oh, that happens every time.
Bitch, I fuck my own nigga and feel that way.
Right.
Every day.
So that's
why
I'm like, I always like the girl and I always like the pussy.
Oh, like,
I usually hate the dude, but I love the dick.
You know what? That is a great point, because I feel like most of the guys that I've had the best sex with have been niggas that I really can't fucking stand. They annoy me. They get on my fucking nerves.
You talk about it.
I never thought about it.
Talk about it.
Because I don't fuck bitches I don't fuck with.
Talk about it.
Like, if I don't like you like that, or if I'm not into you, same. But dick, I'll take it.
Hello.
I'll be like, he ain't shit, whatever. But if a bitch ain't shit, no.
And I talked to him for 2 years. Call me back, like, hey, what's up? I'm okay. I missed that dick. Let's go. Don't call me again for 2 years.
I guess it's different for me. Like, I mean, because, yeah, I fuck a lot of my friends. But, I mean, I've also had, like, threesomes with girls that weren't my friends. And it was just, like, it's all the same to me.
I mean, if it's a random chick, like, yeah. But I'm saying, if I'm not having vibes... Like, no.
A threesome is an experience.
It could genuinely be, like, how a man looks and I could fuck him. But with a woman, like, I kind of, like, a little more into
it. But I feel like that's how society is. We make so many exceptions for men. Like, they be fat.
Don't let me feel bad.
They be, like, men.
Bitch, I don't be fucking fat niggas.
I'm just saying, like, in general, like, a man could have a career and be fat. And a woman can't have a career and be fat.
Dad bod?
You would fuck a dad bod?
Well, yeah.
I mean, isn't that, like, the number one body now?
I don't know, but
they did say that. That's like been a
stat. I haven't had a dad bod ever. I had to. Maybe. Oh, I'm sorry. My sugar daddy did. But the last guys that I've wanted to fuck, no. But I just also like men that are active. Like, that's a turn on for me. I love niggas that are fit, active, that take care of their body.
See, I'll go to the active niggas, but then I'll go to the, like, the count your rib niggas, like the Snoops and the little niggas where I feel like, oh my God, baby, I'm gonna break you if
you
I get
like skinny niggas too.
I love me a good skinny nigga.
I don't want to like them, but
she don't
want to
like niggas at all.
They like me,
but the way their kickstands are set up, you know what I mean. They
especially
do got
the tall. They do. Oh my God.
We need a
oh my God.
Nigga.
Oh my God. Shout out to Atlanta.
I don't even have long legs. How am I gonna really like fuck? I can't wrap my legs around them. I'm a short little. I got little limbs. I can't even.
I have like, little limbs.
I do. And then I told you. Here's the thing with a fat nigga, right? I got ass. If they got a belly,
it's
from the back,
much.
It's just they're going to bounce off of each other, and the dick ain't even going to be able to be in my pussy. I thought this
we should watch fat nigga porn tonight.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. I feel like,
we need to open our minds a little bit.
What is
Blackberry Messenger? Big beautiful man.
Big beautiful man.
And if I fuck a fat nigga, maybe I'll have this. The whole facts for this week is post-nut clarity. We all know what that is. Ooh. But post-coital tristesse is really the main term, and it's the feeling of sadness, anxiety, agitation, or aggression after sexual intercourse in most males. So it happens with women. However, it's said by Galen, who's a Greek medical writer, any animal and every animal is sad after coitus, which is basically intercourse, except the human female and the rooster. However, this quotation was
bullshit.
Also,
I done been sad after sex, ho.
So many times.
Like, maybe I sad but, with regret.
I was going to say,
a bitch done been sad after sex.
This quotation had been like, they did like, you know, they went through it in 2012. 46% of male participants on a study of 1,200 male participants had experienced it at least once in their lifetime, and only 20% of women. Let's see. The symptoms, 4% of those people say they recur on a regular basis. And it's always distress, sexual abuse during childhood, or sexual dysfunctions for those people that get it on the regular.
That makes sense.
Go to therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people who have sex and then experience some sort of
depression
or some sort of sadness. I do feel like maybe they're battling something sexually that maybe they haven't kind of either talked through or gotten over. Sexual trauma is a big one with that,
especially with Black men.
Oh, for sure. But I think that that's why too, a lot of Black men, they hide behind their pain with sex. Which is why sex is so important to just, I gotta fuck as many women as I can, or I gotta have sex as much as I can. And they're hiding behind whatever issues that
An episode, or it could be something I was reading about, but a lot about like healing through BDSM. Did we ever talk about that?
Possibly.
I may have read about it, but basically there's a lot to be said with BDSM because you can be in control and healing your sexual trauma through BDSM.
I feel like we actually talked about that with Dash, maybe.
Maybe
because he does a lot of bondage and that's what I was talking about. Like,
it's because it's control when you ask.
And that's something that I've actually been talking about lately. Just me and my partner are literally, he thinks that we have so much more to do. And I'm just like, do we really? Like, we ain't done it all already. And bondage was one of the things. And I was like, listen, that is the one thing, for whatever reason, maybe that's something I have to talk through. Bondage, handcuffs, and blindfold.
I got stealth
blindfolded, not bonded, but it's more like a where he's like, babe, you don't want me to tie you up and like have you not be able to control like me making you orgasm. I was like, no, like I feel anxiety talking about being bonded for whatever reason. I did get stealth while being blindfolded, so blindfolding is just not a thing for me now. But bondage is
stealthing is when they remove the condom without your consent. It has a word.
What?
Yeah, there's a whole word to it. Yeah.
Oh god.
Because niggas is out here doing it, like, bitch, you ain't know I did it. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Right. So,
and do you know what's the worst part? People were in our comments, so I may destroy you.
Those comments were disgusting.
Y'all really can't feel it. If my pussy's soaked, no, I can't tell. Get me wrong. There are times that I've been able to tell. But there's some times where I can't tell.
Men are sometimes very evil when it comes to sex. Like, I remember I was talking to this guy once. And he wanted to fuck raw. And I was like, no. Because I haven't fucked you before. And also, we're not dating. So I don't know what you're doing out here. And he fucked the shit out of me like he wanted to kill me.
Really?
And I was like.
And you didn't enjoy it?
Violent sex.
I enjoyed it, but I didn't enjoy him. You get me? Like, the thrashing was fab, but then it was like, you need help.
Yeah, I also just want
to. You need help.
The fact that even, like, that was his response to you.
Right.
So
that angry fuck.
From what Weezy was even saying, like, if you go through these comments, and again, I don't know how many of you guys follow us.
By the way,
Instagram.
This is the episode that we did called Cinema, I May Destroy You. What's the date on that post so people could check it out?
This post is from, it says 4 days ago. It's this week, but it's going to
be a
while.
Okay, so it'll be September 8th or something.
Yeah, so basically there's a lot of men in these comments, though, and we pretty much were discussing the violation that we as women feel when a guy removes their condom. And some guy responded and was like, it's disrespectful and reckless, but that's not rape. Someone else was like, really though? You don't notice? Someone else mentioned that they constantly check the guy's dick. So they'll act like they're massaging a guy's balls just to feel that the condom is even still there.
I have done that when I'm changing position.
That's awful, but also Can we talk about then, is that an issue for us that we're even having sex with someone that we don't trust enough that they're going to even keep on the condom? What are your thoughts with that?
I think that that's just us reacting on something that's happened to us in the past. I don't think it has to do with that person. I think that's just precautionary. You know what I'm saying?
Like, PTSD maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
DTSD.
But also I think that we are very reckless. I mean, I have been at least with like sexual partners not necessarily being
upholding
emotionally,
standing
intellectually
citizens.
Like ready for a bitch like me, and then me being like, the fuck just happened?
Yeah, right.
But the dick was good, but also like, wow,
I fucked that nigga.
No, I mean, and you'd be surprised, there are very successful men out there who are fucking incompetent. They have no emotional intelligence.
We
they
won't be surprised. Yes, but thank you. We're
you know,
not
they're physically it's, like inept. They don't know how. They're not good at intimacy.
It's crazy because we have also a lot of male listeners, and one of the men actually compared stealthing to when women say that they're on the pill and they're not.
Fair.
Which is a trap.
However, I will say this. The main difference with stealthing and women saying on the pill and they're not is that pill, we know for a fucking fact, does not mean that you can't get a bitch pregnant.
Facts. That's where my mind went. Facts.
Now, I will say, on the counterpoint on that, I guess condoms don't either, but pills protect you against pregnancy and STDs where... No, sorry. Condoms protect you against pregnancy and STDs, whereas the pill is just pregnancy. And I also think that we know that it's more human error on that other person's part, right?
Right.
Opposed to we both make this choice to put the condom on together and we can acknowledge it. So I don't know. I think that's... I hear him on that, and I'll give him that as well.
Right.
Because I have heard cases of at least, not friends, but guys that I know saying that the person they had a baby with said that they were on the pill.
But also the lack of knowledge, again, with what you said, at the fact that the pill is not 100% regardless. So if we're having, if we're agreeing to having consensual, unprotected sex, where you just busting a load of me, because niggas think, oh, you on the pill, that mean I can nut in you. As a man, you're also ignorant to the fact to think that that means I won't ever get pregnant. Like, if you're going to nut at me, you need to bear the consequences that I still may
but
get fucking pregnant.
But niggas are also very trash because they think the pill, like, I feel like men.
We are turning into a niggas ain't trash episode.
I'm so
sorry. They're not.
But I'm just saying, there's one point.
No, because Venus even over here like, well, I love the dick, but I don't love them niggas.
No, because, and I think they all know it because they don't love me either. I'm too difficult.
You are.
Men.
Every time she would tell me she was dating this guy last year.
Oh my god!
And every
terrible.
Time she would tell me how she checked this hood ass nigga she was dating, I'm like, bitch, he can't handle this conversation.
He can't even understand. He is like processing the murder.
She's like, I need him to read a book. He's not going to read a book, bitch.
I ain't gonna hold you. That's why I don't do hood niggas. Like I feel
I
like
to
we.
Stop. That was my last
you
one.
You still doing? But I'm cool.
I
on
like it.
Like I just feel like a my life is in danger, and
it
b
is.
I don't feel like we have much to talk
it's
about.
It's so funny you feel
we
like your life is
in
danger when I get the opposite feeling. Hood niggas.
You feel like you protect.
No, my life was in danger. I remember we were driving.
But you ain't watching.
We were looking
first 48.
For parking, and I was like, "Why is your seat reclined all the way back? Can you help me? I'm tired." And he was like, "My ops is outside. They live around here." And I was like, "Don't
get shot."
See, no, that is not okay, bro.
We're two blocks from my house. They see you going in and out of my house. Now they gonna think they can kidnap me
also,
to get to you.
Also, every nigga that I've been
see,
with,
okay,
that
that's
be,
like a
nah,
movie.
Every
but
nigga
I mean, I grew up around criminals, so I know what they're capable of.
Yeah, but besides like, the guns and shit, they all also think that their hiding spot in their car, no one else knows where it's at. My nigga. Your drugs ain't hidden in no other place that they ain't never found
because
drugs
because it
before.
Is not going right. in nature's pocket. I'll tell right. you but, that. Niggas think my pussy is just it, and it
no,
is
I
not.
I would never put drugs
no.
in my pussy.
Yeah, no.
Well, I have, but it was for my own accord. I had some really good mushrooms, and all I could think was, well, if I ain't finished them, I'm going to definitely have to bring them home. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. So now I'm on Reddit,
oh
right?
Oh, my God.
Using a private browser, trying to fucking figure out how to smuggle these tiny bit of drugs.
You didn't get on a VPN to find out how to smuggle shrooms back into the States, did you?
Why, bitch? Oh I was God. In tech. Of course I have a VPN multiple for when I want to watch porn, for when I do my banking, for when anything for horrible decisions, too, like because of the passwords and stuff like that. I don't want our browser to ever, not browser, but SoundCloud shit to ever get deleted. Yeah, I always think about using VPNs and shit. So anyway, when I tried
looking
to figure out how to
shit.
smuggle the shrooms, I kept Googling, do airport dogs smell mushrooms? Bitch, my mushrooms were so soaked from the sweat and pussy juice.
Oh my
they
God.
They weren't even usable.
That's gross. Yeah, that's gross.
I couldn't even use them.
Of
so by the time
not.
I took them out of my vagina on the plane, I was like,
were they not wrapped?
Yeah, but I was so scared.
You ain't wrap them good enough.
I didn't.
No drug jacket. No drug trafficking for weeks.
But you know, then I'm in the airport.
None. I know not.
Do not hire her to smuggle your cocaine. I'm in the airplane bathroom like, okay, these are kind of like fucked up now, but also like, if I eat them, what's going to happen? You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll be cool.
Bitch, I ain't going to hold you. I came back from LA with edibles. I just made sure that the things that I really cared about was in my carry-on. Because if that shit just ain't come out on the goddamn roller thing, I was like, fuck it. They got my bag. They got my bag. I just was going, I was going to be good with losing everything in my check bag.
I felt like carrying it on your person is better than like where they could search. They're not going to go in my pussy, right? But they'll go in my bag.
They will go in your pussy.
No, they will.
No, they will. Are you
my
serious?
Cousin got arrested in Switzerland and was in jail for 2 months.
They gonna make
stop
you cough huh?
for smuggling drugs for a dude in DR stuck in Switzerland.
Well, hopefully my pussy would have swallowed
in Switzerland.
See, look,
I'm going to go. This is it. I have my lie ready.
You think that dog won't open your coochie?
What is your lie to have drugs in your pussy, bro?
Because it wasn't like cocaine or weed or something like
it's
that.
It's still drugs.
In China, mushrooms is the same as anything
and
else.
And in Dubai, well, you would have got my bitch.
I was stoned to death.
This is a yoni Wheezy, skin cleansing stoned. Thing.
No,
and I'm using it to like, you know, it's from the earth.
Bugging.
And I've got...
Straight.
It's, you know, it's holistic.
Here's the problem. Wheezy watches way too much 90 Day Fiancé, not enough First 48, and Locked Up Abroad.
That's
fact. We need to expand your horizons to some TV.
Boundaries is the name of this week's episode. Wow. Much like the boundaries of the countries that I can't bring my shrooms through.
And the boundaries that I won't be doing in the bedroom with bounding.
So I picked three because I felt like these are the top three things that we all really need boundaries around. I picked three things I felt like would be good for each, and I want you guys to give me your thoughts on them. Friends with benefits, right? So friends with benefits, obviously we've all had one. But also, I want to know what you guys think, because my first one is, I don't think friends with benefits are good for an actual close friend. And I'm starting to think that friends with benefits is the modern day situationship. Right?
Interesting.
Because like, he's not your nigga, but y'all are cool enough to where they could like, quote unquote, sleep over and do whatever. Like, do you think friends with benefits can really work with someone who's actually your friend?
So here's the thing.
Because friends with benefits, by definition, is a person you fuck that
I get it.
You're not with.
I get it. I actually just had this conversation kind of last night.
Mm-hmm.
One of my old, I would say, I don't want to call him a lover because he ain't break bread on me, but we were fucking for probably like the last 8 years. He's the nigga I talked about who said I couldn't go to the wedding because I fucked his friend too. Like, long story. Anyways, he was in town. And he hit me up like, hey, I'm in New York. Mind you, I ain't heard from this nigga all pandemic.
Wait, you couldn't go to his wedding?
No, you just asking too much. I just brought it up. People from the past will remember the context.
Oh.
But anyway, he came into town and hit me up and was like, you know, trying to be on some, hey, where you live again? And I was like, well, nigga, you would know if you would have came up the few times I invited your motherfucking ass up here. Da-da. So we're talking and he was like, dang, you ain't my friend no more. And literally over the 8 years that we fucked, though, I would consider us to be friends with benefits. But in real life, when you're in these situationships or you're just having sex with someone, I'll be honest to you. When I look back at those friends with benefits and situationship relationships, the things that they did and how I felt like I was treated, their dependability, and how much I could really count on them, as I would do my friends, was non-existent in those relationships.
Yeah.
So I really feel like that term kind of sugarcoats, y'all are just fucking. Like, because the idea, and I hold friendship really true to me, and when I look back, they did a whole lot of fucked up shit that to me doesn't classify them as
like,
friends.
Like, I think friends with benefits is honestly like a term we can't use anymore. I really believe
it. Yeah, because throw it away.
When I was fucking doing the outline, I'm like, friends with benefits, like, but I've never had a friend that I was like.
I told you I don't like fucking my friends. But now when I look back at even those situations, and when you bring this up, I literally just had this conversation last night, and my text message is like, he was like, dang, we ain't friends no more. And I really was like, but were we ever? Like, there were so many things where when I felt like I either needed you or when you were supposed to show up.
Boyfriend Mandy,
you
know what I mean? Sucks, dude.
Don't.
I honest to God, this bitch is thinking too much.
Oh my God, let me be happy, but now that I have someone who's
I didn't say you can't be happy.
Wait, bro, you know, y'all hoes don't want me to be happy. My nigga right now is good. And so now I am looking back on like, the last niggas I fucked, y'all, perpendicular sex hit me up today, right? Perpendicular sex been hitting me up and perpendicular dick, that nigga. So he hit me up this morning on some, can you send our videos? The nigga make me like delete our videos because he be on and off with his bitch. So every time they get back on, he deletes all of our
friends. Oh, hell no.
Yeah. So
nigga, get the calculator out.
So nigga hit me today
exhausting.
Like, yo, can you send our videos that we made together? And I was like, listen. I really don't like how you ghosted me. He ain't ghosted me because he felt like I made his booty hole feel irregular, but we ain't going to get into that. But anyway.
Ooh, what'd you say? It went back to normal?
It did go back to normal, nigga. But apparently it took a little longer than he liked for it to come back to normal. But he hit me on some, send me the videos of us. And I literally was just like, I'm good on you. Like, I have a nigga who makes me happy right now.
I just want to also add, I would love for you to acknowledge, as long as we've had this show, I've been telling you, old niggas are the truth. They are the truth.
And they're not, though.
No,
I just, I was just dating one. I was dating one, and I told you a lot about him.
He wasn't shit, though. He don't count.
How he don't count?
He doesn't count. He's amazing. I love him. He's one of my good friends for all the years I wasn't fucking him. And the years that I was fucking him, or
like
that I was
changed?
Talking to him, he was a piece of shit.
But was it because your feelings were involved?
No, so I think that's the thing. Well, it's because I couldn't call him when I had an emergency, but then he would do the same shit where he would get back with his wife and then he would be like,
but
I deleted all the pictures. I deleted them by mistake. Okay.
Wives.
What's wrong with wives, Muslim wives? Okay.
I feel like it's a different context because I don't think he can be emotionally available to when he
Been friends for almost a decade. Yes, he can.
And that's what I'm saying.
The thing is that once you start talking sex again with dudes, that's when it's like if they're not your man, they don't understand the boundaries and the necessities to be a good whatever you're developing with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, maybe we weren't going to end up in some fantasy where I was a new wife.
Like you weren't trying to be a wife, but the relationship.
Not
that you
at the beginning, but now I was thinking about it. But either way, it didn't matter because I'm like, I'm your friend, right? So if I'm having a bad day and I can't call you, but you're going to ask me for videos that your wife definitely deleted.
Or you want to ask me for pussy when you want it, but I still can't depend on you when I need you outside of sex.
Yeah. Or, your communication is messy.
Exactly.
So the other two, we're going to go into the next one because we basically covered it. But the other two rules I put were no playing house and ensuring you're emotionally on the same page. Definitely no playing house with friends for benefits because that's where I think the quote unquote situation things happens. And if you're both not emotionally on the same page, then you can't handle just fucking. So the next one I have is breakups. I have a few breakup rules. Actually, Amelia's episode was about breakups, cutting cords, letting people loose.
Got it.
And I feel like we've got to talk about breakup boundaries because we get a lot of breakup mail and breakups are very hard. Nigga, I was on Lexapro damn near. I don't connect it to a breakup, but like it was something that was going on. It really takes your body down. So I have this one in there because I am a person that, and I don't know about you guys, when I'm in love and I break up, I can't necessarily go cold turkey. That's very difficult, even though it's the best thing. But what I will say is don't try to be friends right away. I think a lot of people want to end things amicably and like let's just be cool, let's be friends. But I think immediately after is really difficult because we can't separate the difference. So if you are being amicable, here are the rules. I think no cuddling or close contact, spending the night together, treating each other to meals.
This is when you break up with a partner, but you decide to still be in contact with each
other. Right, if you're going to be in contact. Providing emotional support consistently or financial support. I think those rules are how you get away from feeling like you're still with them. Because if you're quote unquote friends because you need emotional support, you know that was your boyfriend or your girlfriend and they were always there for you. You're going to blur the lines.
Yeah.
That codependency fucks you up. That's actually the hardest thing for me to let niggas go when I know they've been someone I've leaned on. Whether it be a hard day at my office or whether it was a hard day with my family or my money, I'm going to lean on this nigga. Do your best to pivot. And this is why when we get in relationships, it's very important to keep your friends still close, still making times for them, things like that. Because if you don't, and when you come back from that relationship, they're like, bitch, where the fuck were you?
I think a lot of the problems is too, though, a lot of women have the tendency to cut off all of their friends.
They do.
When they get in a relationship.
Thank you.
It's harder
you ain't
to
got
win.
No friends
it's
at
harder
the
to
end.
Win off because you ain't got no friends. So you're still
and usually
depending on your
you're
partner.
In a toxic, abusive relationship. It's very hard to completely cut all those things off. I will say that, in theory, I'm sure that would be great. But it took me from when me and my ex broke up after 2 years of dating and living together and being madly in love. It took us 7 years to break up. From 23 to 30, I was fucking the same girl, madly in love, but fucking dudes because I couldn't get seriousness out of her because it was complicated. Basically, I was too young and I was popping at a time and certain dudes wanted me and that shit was fucking with her head. So she didn't want to get back with me, but she wanted to keep fucking me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So she kept fucking me for 7 years. We kept fucking each other, but we were going around the world. We were working together. We're having this dynamic relationship in a sense. I think that is not realistic because relationships do not work like a beginning, middle, end textbook. I had to accept that what I did was a 7-year relationship. I was basically married. I was basically in an open relationship with my wife. And essentially we were very, we both have mad traumas, mommy and daddy issues, whatever, that we were taking out on each other. But it's not like I look back on it oh my God, I should have just at 25 just cut her off. and stop cuddling. No, that sex was good. She used to kick me down the stairs and shit, but like not in an evil way. Just like she would go through my phone after we fucked and be like, get the fuck out of my house. Like, you suck so-and-so's dick. And I'd be like, you know, those are some of the most exciting times of my life because I learned.
Oh my God. You were really sounding good
no,
at one point.
You were.
And now I'm just like,
no,
I'm in my 30s and I'm really a bad bitch that I'm not a psycho. I've been through a lot of shit. Right. But it's because I didn't try to manage the lifespan of the relationship with somebody that I was fucking madly
but
in
see,
love
that's
with.
That's different.
Simultaneously that's while fucking other people. Trust me, it was a breakup.
Bitch, I hope shit I'm not fucking thrown, the same nigga for 7 years breaking up.
And she kicked me out the house and I went to move back with my mother and I was like so sad. And then we just kept fucking for 7 years. We were working together. We were doing this all over the world. I'm talking about we were basically on tour all over the world fucking. It was amazing and magical, but what we couldn't deal with was our emotional situation because I was fucking doing.
Well, bitch, if you work with that nigga that close, you might gotta stop fucking.
But it was a girl.
No, I'm saying.
But the point is that I'm telling you, there was no other way it could have gone down. I had to go through that and it was beautiful. My life was dynamic. It was not easy all the time, but it was full of milestones. When I say like, bitch, you being toxic in an apartment in a one bedroom with fucking no windows in Brooklyn versus you being toxic in fucking Tokyo and Ibiza is two different things. You better go live your life.
She
and
said,
if your
you
heart,
find a Honda or
and
a Rolls
right,
Royce. That's what
we were running a company that sold $100 million in one season of clothes. Do you understand what it's like to be a part of that? Yeah, of course. I wish I would have been like, deuces, I'm going to work on my mental health. Bitch, I have a history now. And that history is complicated. I will never make those mistakes again. But having nasty sex, like handcuffed to a bed in Paris and like learning, you know, how to fucking not drive someone insane with my bisexuality through experience, which I would have had either way. It just would have come in different forms. You know what I'm saying? Like, what, I would have split it up across 10 people instead of one.
That's
like,
an interesting thing.
The fuck, I was toxic.
You know how
like,
people
I have
talk
to go
about
through
like
it.
Power couples and when they do work together and things like that. What the fuck happens when y'all break up? You're fucked. You're fucked. You build a great business.
No,
you do
you're
all this great
fucked.
Shit. And then it's like, how can you even
learn terms like equity? You learn terms like, contracting, leveraging, like, what do you bring to the table? Mm-hmm. Learning to appraise your value. Those are the things that are important, not working with
your
partner.
But you also learn how to turn everything away from personal. So everything is kind of decisions made for the betterment of the business. We have this money. We make this money together. Kind of like with what you and I have. Like, you know, we may not be on the same page all the time. And for a couple who is together and then split up, they are still working together because it's their livelihood.
Yeah.
It's business. So, I mean, I get it.
I would never shit on the thing that was created. I would say, yes, I would do it differently. But would I have preferred to be self-destructing on a dance floor doing drugs? I mean, I was DJing the dance floor and I just so happened to be DJing the fucking best after party in Paris at Fashion Week and fighting with my bitch afterwards in fucking some hotel. It was hot. But at the same time, what I'm trying to say is like that is a prescription for basically following the rules. There's no rules in life.
There isn't. And I was going to
say, you're obsessed with who you're obsessed with until you stop being obsessed with them. And that's
I also
it. That's
like
what
that
sucks.
But Venus, what you said though is that you learned from this toxic relationship to not do it again. So even though she gave that guideline, I think that for anyone listening who has had their experience with a toxic relationship, if you're going through maybe a current breakup, to maybe follow these guidelines that Weezy's now giving, because you see that you've gone
through
a toxic
breakup.
Yeah, you.
I broke up with a nigga and had him come console me during the breakup.
During the same
see,
day.
Okay.
So you're like, can you come in an hour?
Okay, my last two, which we know are good ones, but it's very hard. So, social media stalking.
Hell nah.
All we want to do.
I block them niggas, bro.
When we break up with someone is know what's going on. We're feeling super attached. Maybe they're friends. You want to know. You want to look. It is very difficult. Honestly, I block on both. Like, I don't block them because I can't stand them. I block them because I don't want you to see me. I don't want to see you. I know how it's going to feed into each other. You know
see,
what I'm
saying? I'll block. Maybe they're friends or something, but I'm not gonna lie. Like recently,
hide the story.
Recently though,
I hide
with, the glow up I got, bitch, which is why I know all these hoes. All my old hoes hit me up because they done seen the Charlamagne announcement. I'm like, you little pussy niggas. I'm happy. Don't come and ruin my happiness. But I feel like
I don't mind people saying thank you when they say something. You do something.
Yeah,
great.
But I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I may not block them because I want them to see my success. But it's the self-control of me not going to go look at their shit. I don't know how they doing.
I feel like the block is equal. It's not just for me. It's for them. It's for both of us, like, engaging with each other. Because if you see me do something and you reply to that story, I'm going to fall back in it.
Again.
You're looking great.
All these rules don't make no sense in real life because I block and then I unblock and then I DM and then I unblock.
I mean, I can't stand you today.
And it's the motherfucking day and age of media. If you block a nigga on Instagram and Twitter, bitch, I didn't been hit up on Skype. Bitch, I don't even be on Skype.
Niggas love my email. Like, now, the last one I have until
or
I get
send
to,
a message through a friend. Like, they will find you.
I don't write me a letter.
They're thinking
the letter
them.
Was hot. You know who wrote me a letter.
They will find a way.
No trying to get back at each other in a hurtful way. Like, man, sleeping with friends.
And I do that.
I do too.
Y'all gotta stop.
Why?
Why?
Sleeping with friends to get back at them?
Not to get back at them, but if there's a friend I really wanted and we done with, bitch, I'm moving on with my life.
Okay, well.
You're not gonna block my blessings for the rest of my life.
I would say don't sleep with friends after a breakup because I think that it just doesn't, on both sides, it looks like you're trying to hurt their feelings. Even if you really want that nigga's dick or you really want that bitch's pussy.
Sometimes you are.
Well, if any of my
Venus
niggas
is over here being the devil.
No, I'm not. I've just been through it. Like, okay, my ex-girlfriend fucked the girl that I wanted to fuck. She fucked the girl that shot me for like a Vice article, like within months of her shooting me. Like, the girl basically was like, I'm going to prey on your ex. And my ex was like, yes, let's go. Like, she just did a lot of things that were like, oh, my God. And so it's like, oh, okay, so now this is what we're doing. I guess this is what we're doing. Why? Because I did it to guys, too, and it hurt them. And I was like, oh, well. Like, you annoyed me, and this was never going to work.
I feel like nothing can good come out of that. Either I'm going to get my post-coital clarity after and be like, I can't believe I fucked this nigga's friend because now they're just
going
to call
me. What if the friend got better dick?
But isn't your show called Horrible Decisions?
Like, yes, but it's not responsible whoring. We ain't just,
I'm just
out here
saying,
doing
like,
ignorant,
if
uneducated
you're,
whoring.
There's
see,
all different
I
levels
like
of dating.
Just,
so are you saying serious dating?
Decision.
Are you saying serious dating?
Well,
or are you saying
breakup,
light
to me,
dating?
It's serious. But for me, a horrible decision, right? Also, remember, this is for the sanity of yourself. Sometimes when you're doing that vengeful fucking, you only end up hurt. You're like, you start feeling like shit about it.
Right.
Or down the line, you feel
agreed.
Like shit.
I guess. You know what? Sometimes you just end up fucking their friend. And I think it's you shouldn't.
All right.
You shouldn't feel bad about it because from what I have experienced is guys are always pursuing. I'm not pursuing.
What
very
small town do you
got to
be in that you got to fuck this nigga's homeboy? Go in your Instagram
Girl,
DMs and find
I'm working.
You.
That's the small town on him. I'm in. I mean? I'm on a plane. I'm on a flight. I don't have time to date. I'm not interested in getting
that's
to know
fair
y'all.
That's a fair point. I do believe that's
and
why
I
people
have
fuck
sex
each other's
tonight.
Friends because they're too busy.
And your boy, actually, he has a better personality and dick
fine.
Than you. And you're annoying.
And he was always fun at your birthday party.
He was actually the one.
Okay.
Threesome
like
boundaries.
I'm
just
go.
Saying they do it all
into
the time.
Into threesome boundaries. We always talk about threesomes. I think we need to do another. I think every year we need to do a threesome episode just to refresh. But for this one, few topics that come up. So the first one I think is a great threesome boundary. And this is for couples and for the unicorns. I think discussing your fears is a very good thing. I think that discussing what could go wrong and just being vocal, especially with a partner, like a lot of people for a first threesome, they're not sure what to do. And I think it's a really good thing to be like, yo, I just don't want, you know, let's say that maybe you don't want the if you're a woman, your boyfriend and the unicorn to be talking after. If you really genuinely don't want that, you have to say it. If you don't want them to sleep over, you genuinely have to say it. You have to discuss what your fear is because if it happens, it's only going to ruin the experience.
Right.
You
I agree.
Have to discuss your fears, your boundaries, what you're looking for. Now, following that one.
Wait, can I ask you, is it fair, because I'm experiencing it now in my first, like, you know, is it fair to say what if I don't know what my boundaries are until we're in the situation and then I realize, oh, I didn't like this?
Well, I think that's okay. But if you have any fears, you should discuss them. Like, is there anything, if you could think you haven't had a threesome with the person that you're with yet, that comes to your mind or something you wouldn't want to happen with him?
I just feel like, so a lot of our listeners ask about, you know, tips on having their first threesome. So to be honest, until you've actually had threesomes or engaged,
you
in
have
them,
no fear going into. There's nothing in your
like
mind.
Right now. Right now, I haven't. But like even things. When we did, like we just recently had an orgy or whatever. And
but you've had threesomes before.
Yeah, but I've never had a threesome with someone that I cared about. Like, right. Bitch, I be fucking niggas I fuck with my friends and maybe fucking the bitches that they fuck.
Yeah,
with,
yeah.
When they don't fuck me, like. But this is my first time with someone that, you know, I actually have feelings for. So even when we had the orgy, there was kissing going on. And I realized, okay, I actually don't mind the kissing. Like, I got on the condom. Like, but I'm not going to lie. I'm to this space right now where I don't know what I fear. I just don't.
But also, I think you have experiences with threesomes. Whereas I'm talking, like, we got to think about the person.
I haven't had a threesome.
Isn't that nuts?
Right.
No.
Wait, what?
I've fucked a lot, but.
No threesome?
Yeah, my long-term relationships were always opposed to it. Like, so the guys were always jealous.
So let me ask you. You've never had a threesome.
And the girls were always jealous, too.
Do you know what you would fear in a threesome without having
Nothing.
One?
Nothing. Take him.
What about...
Take her. If he don't want me no more, oh, well.
Now, you can't think it like that.
I do, though. I think that's how you should approach life. And maybe I'm just super zen because I've seen a lot of shit. And I've been through a lot of shit. I've already gone through the dark. I'm like, I'm real good. If... Bringing her in is going to break us up, then I guess we broken.
Okay.
Go for
it.
I like that. If you're not reading me and you don't know me as a partner and I care about you and you're doing things that are going to violate me, then I'm going to figure out like that there's a problem in our love, like the way that we communicate with each other. Cause everything is not like, I don't have the energy to make everything a therapy session anymore. I used to do that with people. And then I realized like there is so much communication that you're just doing through body language, through your facial expressions, through how you know, move.
But
and,
niggas,
and,
I feel like
and
women
that's
can't
their
but
job
men don't
to
read
do
the
it.
Room.
Otherwise, I'm going to keep it moving.
Unicorns
because I'm not
going
to sit here and explain to you what's wrong about certain things. If you talking to her after, why are you talking to her so much?
But see, I'll say that this, but that is unhealthy communication in a relationship.
But I'm you saying all, like, because, I don't but have you, the energy to but, teach every single
but you You have to explain if something bothers you in a relationship.
Like talking
you can't just sit here and be like, my nigga, you better know why I don't
no,
like
No, no, no. I'm not like, saying that. I'm saying that, like, I feel like there's a lot of things to talk about. But in my experience, sometimes you end up going this extra mile to explain to shit to somebody that's not even going to be there in your life in a year or two. And, like, I'm saying is, like, for me, I think that you have to be mindful who you spend all that energy processing and like teaching how to love you.
I think a great first threesome, by the way, isn't a relationship threesome. I think that a relationship threesome for the first one is a lot more pressure opposed
for sure.
to just kind of getting it out there. My first threesome was like I guest starred and I never
I
did fake, after that.
I mean, like, I don't know. It's weird. I just think that you have to be mindful who you give all that energy to, because I honestly look back on a lot of relationships, all that talking for what? I don't even talk to you no more.
The threesome.
Because during,
you know what
during
I mean?
The relationship,
like, I'm learning.
Though, like, I mean, at the end of the day, that's
you
the thing.
You think it's going to be that person.
Well, not only that, that's the thing. That's as people, we have to chill. Stop thinking that whoever we're dealing with is supposed to be around
be
forever.
All.
Because
we
that's
do.
Not true. There is going to be a beginning, a middle, and an end. There is going to be an end. But what you have to realize is that person that's in your space right now, you want it to be the most happy, non-toxic relationship with a being at that point in time in your life that you can. So not everyone is going to last forever. You're not going to know everyone until your dying day.
I will say, and on my mind, to your point, we had a situation where we almost had
oh my God,
threesome together.
It's so funny.
But I really knew that I had a great person and friend in my life because of what happened after. So we were all flirting, Venus and I and Obe, and I got fucking smacked. Super smacked.
If you and your partner are constantly talking about a threesome, if you are either too intoxicated or high, to have the control to know this isn't going to be the right time for us to do this.
That was a
but
great
also,
thing that they both did.
It was good for me and him because I feel like it does set us up now for actually being
well,
able
yeah.
to have
you
a threesome.
Well, yeah, you don't fuck her, you don't fuck Tim. Let's just all fuck each
right.
other.
Right. Well, and also she woke up and cooked us breakfast. It was really cute. And I was like, you're not even slightly
you got
mad
avocado
that
toast?
Like... breaking
I just
eggs,
feel like she loved making avocado
we
toast.
Because so
I have an egg allergy.
Up.
Oh.
It was bad. My That's last... why, really why it happened because he and I were just horny and up and you just fell asleep. And I was like, but well, also I mean, don't know if this would happen if we weren't drunk.
Bitch, I'm a terrible person. I should have never fell asleep like that. But anyway, my last and final rule before we get out of here is pick a leader. This is my favorite threesome rule.
I agree.
And we do not talk about this enough. And I think this is the best one. God damn it, make it the clip of the week. Do not have a threesome where no one knows their role. If y'all have a threesome, pick the leader. There's got to be either one person that is starting the conversation, offering up the threesome, one person that's taking charge. If you don't have that, you need a director.
You need a director.
You do.
Pretty much.
But if you're in a couple and you're seeking the unicorn and you both don't know what the fuck you're doing, that's not attractive for the other person. You have to be very clear on who's making the moves, who's taking it to the next place. And if you don't, and it's just up in the air, it's not a fun threesome for anybody.
Someone has to lead from the conversation to oral to fucking, and then the also kiss. Just at the kiss, and then directing the position changes in between. You need someone in charge. Yeah. You need someone to kind of direct you as to, okay, we're all comfortable. Let's now do something else and move along the threesome. I agree to that. I think that's very good. You definitely need someone to take charge and someone who's not shy to be like, okay, like, let's get it going.
Well, today was fun and all about boundaries.
Nah, this was good. Even though you the devil on whoever's shoulder you on, bitch, you the devil.
Why?
She was just like,
I'm just so happy. I'm so happy. That's what I say.
I'm glad that you finally joined us.
Because you know what? Women often, we grow up with so much shame and guilt. And that's the part that I'm like, well, leave it in the past, please. Because you make more money when you're not ashamed of yourself. And when you're not, you don't feel guilty.
Are you talking about prostitution? No, I'm just
playing. I mean,
let the people know where they can find you.
VenusX on Instagram. VenusXGG on Twitter, even though I don't really use it. SoundCloud. Just look up Venus X.
And for the fellas, if y'all like some good little gothic looking thirst traps, she got it. She be having a little bikini fashions. On with the lighting. You know fashions. I ain't gonna lie.
Fashions. I'm out here, but there's a lot of fun things coming. I'm working on a lot of music.
I think by the time this comes out, you'll have your Patreon finished.
I will. There's a bunch of new shows that we're working on. Music, TV, DJ streams, things of that nature. You know, pivoting into the digital world.
I love it. Of course, if your Patreon is up by the time we post this, you guys can get all of that information in the description of this week's episode. What else you can also find in the description is our Patreon link. So we are on Patreon if you guys want 3 bonus episodes every month because you're all caught up and you just can't get enough of Weezy and I. Make sure you go ahead and join us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions. We are going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip as well. And as always, thank you guys for joining us for yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to a town hall Patreon bonus motherfucking meetup with the get up.
I'm excited, love doing this, y'all. Like, same. I'm working tonight. That's why I'm not home and you see me in the studio. And I literally just passed by with Alex and Andrew and he was like, oh my God, we got to do this for our patrons. We got to be saying Trenton hoes, bitch. This shit lit as fuck.
No, it really is. I love talking
First
to you.
First of all, shut up. Let me tell y'all something, okay? Did Flagrant have a Patreon before Horrible Decisions? Because they didn't. Y'all might have a little bit more money than us, but let's be real clear, my nigga. Cool, asshole army. We the booty hole army, bitch.
Booty hole! Shout out to the booty holes! anyways, I guess we'll start off like we normally do with a quick little catch up. Weezy, do you want to say anything?
No, I'm really stressed out and I cried all day because I'm not a fucking writer and I really should never have put myself in this position. I'm in way over my head. I feel like this is the worst thing I've ever done to myself. You know when you have an idea and you're like, done. Of course I can execute it. Nigga, I cried for the last 2 days. Obviously, I am a crier, so I think anything could have happened. But no, I'm super stressed. Also, just want to let you guys know, these niggas, I was in LA for work, and they were like, yeah, if you're so stressed out, we can just move you out here. I was like, that's really sweet. Yeah, would you guys pay for my accommodation and stuff? Yeah, we'll get you an apartment right across the street from the studio. The studio is in Glendale, California, ma'am. So I was like, well, that's not going to work because I don't want to live in Glendale. And they were like, okay, well, we can get you a car. Do you have a license? And boy, oh boy, if you guys listen to the show, you know that answer is a no. They damn sure. I said, yeah, because I ain't know niggas was going to check up. You know what I'm saying? And then when they had me submit a picture of my license, I sent my passport and said I couldn't find it. And he was like, bitch, that ain't going to work. So I'm back. That's my
So question. For all of you who do not know, Weezy ain't got a license because that shit got suspended for like 7 years for DUI shit.
It's not a DUI, man.
It was a DUI. What was it then? What was it then?
I was driving while suspended, and then I was driving while it was revoked. So now it's really revoked. But you know what's crazy? The 5 years is up.
I was about to say, wasn't that like 10 years ago, bro?
Yeah, it was. It's just like now you have to like totally like redo the shit. Yeah, I got arrested, bitch. Ain't nobody had to bring that shit up, but you damn sure brought it up.
I ABN, mean, because you brought Rangers. It. You technically brought it up.
Okay,
but
well,
I wanted
let
to
me
tell
use
the
my
people,
own truth against me, bitch. Don't repeat my shit because now you embarrassing the fuck out of me.
Your life is embarrassing. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know.
It is. It I really is.
Bitch, y'all, she shared the jail story with y'all. I think here on Patreon.
That was
actually
on the scissors episode. And you know, I only shared the jail story because someone tried to expose me. And I said, let me hurry up and get this out.
Okay, come on, Eminem 8 Mile. Give it to him.
Who? No, you know, Mandy, stop.
Eminem on 8 Mile said
They're
everything.
Calling you Eminem, I thought.
No, no one is calling me Eminem, bitch. Calm down.
Ellen?
Bro, you got to chill with the hair jokes, bro.
Eve?
Because I let you rock.
Eve?
I let you rock over there, bro.
All right.
All Eve. Right? Because we not going to go there now. We ain't going to go there.
Who else is a blonde? I can't.
I'm just saying, though.
Who else has a blonde shortcut?
Bitch, Andrew Schultz. Shit, call me.
It's brown.
Anyways, I guess it's funny that what you brought up, I guess we've been kind of feeling the same way. As you guys know, I have been doing my subscription box, and so I didn't know how many steps there were to creating like a whole business. So
did you patent it, bitch? Because that's a good idea. We need to take that shit, y'all.
Trademark has been submitted.
Shit.
I mean, I don't think I can patent it because it's a subscription box, which there's a lot of those. But building the website has been like insane. I just flew in my team members. Mind you, my boxes got stuck in customs last week, so I had to cancel my team members' flights.
So your boxes weren't passport ready.
My boxes are now ready to be shipped out. I'm super excited. And yeah, it's just been a lot. It's been a super lot. I'm stressed, and tomorrow I'm getting a massage because I really need it because my whole body hurts. And my nigga did give me a massage, but then it's like my back stopped hurting, but my legs, like my, what's it called? What's the thing? What's the part called in between your thighs?